Started.
It was the entire office.
I'd like to call to order the Ways and Means meeting of October 15th. Would you please call attendance?
Archer?
Here.
Geraldine?
Yes.
Donaldson?
He's here.
He's here, buddy.
Here he comes.
There he is.
Mayo?
Here.
Maloney?
Present.
Petit?
Here.
Ronk?
Okay. All right. Thank you all for coming.
Can I just make an update?
Yes, please.
Yankees losing 1-0.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks.
Thank you for the update.
Way to burst the bubble, huh?
Way to set the tone for the meeting.
There you go. Makes me feel happy.
So we're kicking it off with Bert. We're going to try and get him out of here. He has a family obligation, so.
Well, then make it quick.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So,
let's get these meetings in on time then.
Yeah.
Oh, should be.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Donald.
I know, as you walk in 8 minutes late.
All right, so we did get an updated, we have a job description, but I think our org chart, but I think you gave us the updated.
Sure.
So why don't we start off with real property?
Sure. Real property, there's five positions in real property. I will let you know, I got some data today from them. Their tax map revisions have been going up, which, you know, is kind of good with lots being split and such.
Mm-hmm.
2018, we had 327 tax map revisions. As of like October 1st, we had 289. So we're on pace probably for the same amount of numbers in terms of map revisions. Property transfers, they also keep track of property transfers. The last 2 years have been roughly 5,800. We have roughly 4,300 right now, but that was as of September. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it. There's not much in real property. The revenue there is associated with if there's a town, there's a town expense of $8,500 as well as a revenue if the state reimburses us for anything with the towns.
And this is for help assisting with
if
their
we're required to assist them with any assessments they may have or such, we can get reimbursed from the state for that.
And this is what you're projecting for work to be done with.
Well, we always have a base. That's the max the state will reimburse us with the expenses there as well.
So this is an actual department, right? You're not the department head.
I'm in charge of that department. In terms of the department head,
but
it's made.
It's a separate department head. It's not like
no. I'm the department head.
Ace.
I'm the department. Yes. Yeah. There was a resolution which made the director of real property a deputy of finance.
I had a quick question. You added $100,000 last year. Was that another body?
$100,000 in real property.
Budget increased $100,000. That's what I saw.
It looks like $50,000.
Well, I'm saying altogether the budget went up because I think I saw back in a year ago you went from nothing for years in professional services to $18,500, and I think we're back.
The money there was to assist if need be with the new version of RPS, which
and
is real property assessment
system. How much
system.
Of that $18,500 did we use?
We haven't used any because we're still waiting for the state to implement it, shall we say? So.
And then we budgeted another $16,000.
It's one
just
of those
just
right.
in case
yep.
again.
Yep.
Nothing.
And okay.
Yep.
And we didn't add anyone to real property.
No, five positions.
I swear I saw it go up $100,000. It had to be more than just
not real property.
Not real property. I didn't see it there.
Real property
from 19.
I think I went back from 17. I think is what I worked off of. But the real question I had was about professional services. And let me just make a note. That was for the possibility of
software. New real property system.
Software. Yeah. And assistance.
And why did that happen?
We're waiting for the state.
This is.
And any necessary training that needs to be done.
So the state is going to make the change.
Yes.
But this is your cost of.
Correct. In case I need to have any training being done.
Yeah, let me.
So that's a training budget?
Well, it's to get training or any other service that's needed.
From what we spent to what we budgeted from 1 year to the next. That's all I was saying was it was $100,000.
I just need to look at it.
Position.
Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I was told we didn't go up $100,000, but it looks like we did, right?
From 18 to 19.
Yeah, I was just wondering, did we, what was that, did we, I assume there was.
I'm thinking, I could go back, I know in 18 we had a vacant position for a long time.
At 403 in 18, and it's
so we don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying there was a vacant position in 18, which would be an actual.
So that's why it was so low.
Yeah, this is the actual. If I compared the 18 budget,
and then the actual 17. So
we have 18 budget.
The actual 17 was 10,000 less than that.
Yeah.
So it was 110.
Well, your health insurance also is up $20,000 alone from 17 to 18.
Right. Yeah. No, I was just wondering. I didn't.
You did. Yeah. Went up 100,000 last year, not this year.
Yeah, that's what
so
I was
saying. Yeah. Yeah. Hard to say. Yes. So where are we?
I mean, my biggest thing, you have 50,000 in payroll.
So adopted budget
I can look.
For 18. We've got it right here.
Okay.
We've got it right here.
It was high, the adopted
budget was 305.
Yeah.
It was 305, yeah. So
it
that
was
explains it.
Yeah.
And one more quick question.
Vacant and also a court.
Go ahead.
With regards to real property tax, certain counties subcontract out auctioning the delinquent properties. We don't. Have you ever?
That's not in real property. That's in finance.
That was. Yeah, but you're
right. No, but I'm just saying when I get the finance, I mean, okay. I can talk about it now, though. I will say they contract out with it. They also charge the taxpayers when we do our buyback program. They charge 10%.
It was just absolutely.
I've looked into it for a number of years, and it's like they get their money from the taxpayers, not from us.
Yeah, we looked at that.
Yeah, and I just think it's one of those. Do you want to penalize the taxpayers?
Back when I was a chairman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a food for thought question.
No, I got you. And I think what we do is a good job. What we have, but I totally. I've been asked a couple of times.
Okay, any more on real property?
Not me.
Okay. So why don't we move to finance now?
Did you want to talk budget quick? I am responsible
for
budget.
Sorry, budget, yeah.
There's nothing. There's three positions in budget.
And they're staying the same.
Staying the same.
Yep. I didn't even look at budget. That wasn't on
there. It's slightly down. No, it wasn't.
We're not
going
to do a nightly budget? No.
Yeah, it's...
No,
but it's
budget department. There's
the department.
Three positions in budget.
Yeah.
It's still under finance.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it was innovation, but we're doing it. I didn't know. Yeah. I thought we might be talking, but I didn't even take a look at the there's not much there, but I didn't
three positions.
It's pretty flat.
It's
go
on
ahead.
Page three.
I mean, I have a question about that, too, maybe through the chair to one of the deputies, because ACE, is that department being dissolved? And
no, well, we're going to get there.
We're going to get there through finance. Yeah, it is, but...
Well, it would be finance. Which,
yeah.
Oh, we're on
yeah.
the finance.
We were doing,
so
we're doing budget. Sorry.
We're getting there. Sorry.
Okay.
Want to do finance now?
Let's do finance.
All right.
Shoot. Okay.
Now,
so finance, we have the three divisions in finance. One is the finance division, one is the assigned council division, and the other now is innovation. It was the ACE division, it is now innovation.
Okay.
I will say, if you're comparing the payrolls from finance last year to this year, one position did get moved from ACE into finance.
Yes, a financial analyst.
Yes,
position.
Yep. That person's responsible for vendor processing, assists departments with grant tracking, sets up capital projects. So that person does quite a bit that I still need to have done in my department.
Which was done in ACE?
Correct.
How many are all current positions filled?
I have one vacancy in finance, which is the administrative assistant.
The salary line went up. Is that because of a vacancy?
Actually, my salary. No, because I moved
so
to one
the
position.
Admin assistant.
That was. And all current positions, you said you have
I have one vacancy.
How long has it been vacant? It's not
a month.
And you're going to fill it. Okay.
I be honest with you, we can get to that later. I may or may not as the year goes. We'll see.
I've noticed in a lot of these departments, we're raising the conference and travel line. I think we raised it almost $4,000 combined this year. Was that something you talked about and you have plans for?
I have my conferences, in terms of the cost, have gone up. It went up $3,000.
Yes,
it's the cost. I mean, I not only pay for my department, I pay for an IS person to go to the New World Conference. So I pay
none
for three.
None of this stuff can be done online.
They have a conference they go to. It's physical conference.
In state or out of state?
It's out of state.
And you mm-hmm. and you think it's?
I think it's
necessary.
Worthwhile. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We have like a seat at the table almost there. Like when we are able, because
we're part of the advisory group.
We're one of their largest users.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as modules and everything, so it's helpful if we go, because if there's bugs that we see in the system and we go to this conference, it helps them fix their bugs.
So in the past, we always spoke about ACE as the group that help train, help educate. So what's happening? I mean, and the question had always been.
Lynn, is this going to go into the innovation?
Well,
No. It's just it's still on ACE. It's about roles and responsibility, because. When we did the evaluation by the Benjamin Center, there is a service troubleshooting function that's part of our New World contract. Right. Are we now still moving and leveraging that?
I'm still doing it within my department. That one person is, and others are training
is
new
that,
employees.
Is that the person that transferred?
Moved, yes. Okay. She actually went to UCAT today to do training for new employees. So we're still doing the training. We're still doing the troubleshooting.
How come we're not leveraging the resource with New World? They offer that to us.
I think we have a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think we do. But in terms of, I think in terms of the training, they sit at the person's desk and walk them through the process in terms of the training. I think, you know, like I said,
for a new user.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We offer, we're doing that hands-on in terms of that.
But as far as troubleshooting, they're using the customer service
and
New World.
And having us as part of that advisory group with New World, because when there's
most
problems,
most people are going right through the troubleshooting of New World. I mean, with, which was a part of ACE that was supposed to be a big. I've from what I've heard, more people just go right to New World with the questions.
For troubleshooting.
Yes.
Right. But the training was a component.
The onboarding is done.
I mean, the troubleshooting, though, if we know it's an issue, we'll test it and things like that in my office. Because the user may be doing something incorrect, which they...
But now ACE was in a different building.
Yes.
So, but you're saying a lot of it's being done out of your office, but ACE was tasked
with... Well, I have one person now in my office that moved, plus my deputy commissioner used to work at ACE. So those two folks are now kind of taking that task on, if need be.
But it was being done in that building before. You weren't dealing with New World at all.
I mean, I was, because I'm Commissioner of Finance. I'm responsible for that system.
So also you changed a job title in one of your
positions
from a junior accountant to a public audit.
It's public auction specialist, same grade.
Same grade and salary.
Yeah.
I saw the non-property tax line go up $400,000. Is that...
The revenue?
Yeah.
That's on occupancy tax.
Yes.
Yes.
It almost seemed low. I just, there's with the hotel and the Airbnb numbers, but I guess it's something. Another quick question.
Right here.
Interest, the use of money and property increasing 240, does that have something to do with Bank of Greene County?
It's the interest we're earning on our banks. Yeah.
This is the first time we've actually kind of acknowledged it in the budget, how well we're doing with that.
If you look at 18 and 19, you'll see an increase there, too.
But not nearly this much.
And no, because
we were coming over each time.
Yeah.
We were under, and now we seem to be.
Because the interest rates keep kind of moving up, so we're getting more on our money.
That was a big part of why we made the Bank of Greene County deal. Yeah. Those interest rates they offered, I think we could, I mean, not to go down to the penny, but I think looking back, we were low. And now we're, I'm happy with what we're seeing, because I was going to ask you if we were going to be around 5 or 6 again. It was blatant to me. I think we were going to be up near 8, right? Where are we? But yeah, so I'm happy with that. I assume that's what it was. That was the interest from the Bank of Greene County.
If you're on revenues, casino revenues also up.
And where is that captured in here?
It's state aid. That's what the state wants to call it. Of course, my word of caution, I have the casino claiming bankruptcy.
Yeah.
What's projected in the budget is based on kind of 4 quarters. The last 4 quarters roughly have been around $200,000. So I have 8.25 in there. Again, when you got the casino claiming bankruptcy, it's kind of a word of caution.
Maybe they need a
pilot. So you think we're going to end up at the end of the year?
I think we're going to be okay. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those, I don't know. They're running over there on a loss. I forgot what the last report was. It was quite significant.
It was not good.
No.
But they never gave us back our money, did they?
Okay.
Those were the two revenues I was.
No.
I don't know if you wanted any occupancy tax. We're in terms of registrations.
That
I have.
Would be great.
I have, and this is all occupancy tax, not just short term. Active right now, I have 1,261 compared to 894 last year.
but just Airbnb alone has 2,000.
Short-term rentals, there's, it includes inactives. I didn't have a chance to just grab the actives. I have roughly 1,100.
That's what they gave us from the...
No, I have roughly 1,500 that are in the software. I have 1,100 registered.
But even the 1,500 in the software seems low from...
I don't think so.
No?
No.
But we did, we will be adding, they'll be getting paid annually by adding to those numbers. I mean, I thought we collectively.
Every kind of week it goes
every
up.
Every report, so. I mean, every report you read quotes 2,000 some, just Airbnb, and that doesn't count.
Again, I explained, so it could be the listings, though, too. You could have somebody listing three times.
That would only
That's
count.
One property.
Yeah, but it's but you're saying listing on VRBO and HomeAway.
No,
and Airbnb.
They could have three listings on Airbnb for three rooms.
Yeah.
It's one property on my list.
Yep.
That's where I'm going
but
with the
reports I'm reading are taking that into account. If you're telling me you got all 1,500, more power to you. We're the mm-hmm. we're a shining light. We're leading the way as far as
I think we are
in governments and the way to do this.
Send, I think we
send
are.
Send threatening letters one at a time.
See.
Just for the purposes of the budget, just to clarify, is budget sit separate from finance?
It's yeah, it's a separate
it's
department.
Here,
that's no, no, they're in my office. It's me, me, and me.
Okay, so then I'm a little confused because Natasha sits here and she's part of the budget office.
She is my confidential secretary when it comes to budget. She tracks anything that comes in the exec's office that I actually have to report on.
Who's this?
Natasha.
Yeah, it's your confidential secretary, but she's working on the sixth floor.
Yeah, she tracks everything that comes in the exec's office. Request to fill.
I had an appointment with the executive, and mm-hmm. she was the one that took mm-hmm. care of that as well. So that certainly wasn't an appointment with you. It is interesting that your confidential secretary is working on the sixth floor.
And why is that? I'm just trying to understand.
I have no room on my office.
Okay.
There isn't.
Okay.
Traditionally, those secretaries would probably work at least on the same floor.
I have
Ken
one
and Jamie
in my
were
office.
Both
right.
Perhaps had
it was up here.
You have two confidential secretaries.
I'm
I do.
Sorry.
Ken and Jamie so both had offices up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we relocated them
down to finance.
So you
finance.
Need two full-time confidential secretaries?
I do.
You need one on the sixth floor and one on what, the fourth
it's
floor?
Best location we have.
Seems prudent. Mm-hmm. Well.
So back to the Department of Innovation. That is not no longer a fiscal
it's
department.
It's not a
right?
department. It's a always been a division.
ACE was a division.
It never was a department.
But we are no longer have ACE. Right. We removed the director. And
just changed the name, but still a division.
Innovation. So you're saying we do have ACE, just by a different name?
Similar.
It's obviously the structure is different as reflected in the budget. Fewer personnel, different mission.
Yeah, that was my question. Can we do a mission statement?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. We're on to innovation now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Any other questions for
Can
fine?
I just add one thing to
yes,
finance?
Please.
In the capital program, you'll see a new tax system that it's requesting in terms of a project.
Mm-hmm.
It's $575,000. It is a lot of money. Our tax system's been homegrown since the 80s. This will hopefully we get the right vendor allow people to pay online, which they're unable to do now.
No.
So.
Is it Tyler Technology?
No, it's not. It is not. But it's one of those we got to find the right vendor because the state property tax law is complicated. So I have put this in the capital program.
And does the state have something that's automated?
They don't. See, every county is either homegrown or they're trying to work with a vendor to customize it. So.
Okay. And is New World able to accommodate it?
We're hoping whatever system we use can get the information so
it
that way I don't have dual entry.
Right.
Again, you mentioned the one vacancy. I'm hoping that I don't need that position come 2021, but I don't know.
Okay, so let's want to start with Tim giving us a rundown of
yes,
what,
please, Tim.
What this is going to do.
Thanks, Bert.
So the Division of Innovation is intended to look at where the ACE team initially was designed to fill. So looking at efficiency and how we can improve the delivery of government services within the county. And so as you all know, and as every municipality throughout the state is struggling with, everybody's being asked to do more with less. And this is a position and a small team that's designed to look at our departments and figure out where there's opportunities for us to increase efficiency, either generate new revenue streams or find other ways of getting additional funding, and to do so in partnership with our local municipalities. And so, as an example, I'll just briefly kind of describe one of the projects that we're working on right now, which is an update to the county's countywide shared services initiative and plan. Under the state law in 2017 and the state budget in 2017, there was a new requirement for counties to develop shared services plans. And this division, this team, will be working on Ulster County's shared services plan this year, next year, and the following year, as we're required to under state law. And this is an attempt to look at ways that we can work with the other municipalities to save money, and through that generate additional revenue through grants and through the shared services program that the Department of State
will you offers. Be writing reports?
We will.
So what is the difference?
They will not be audits.
What is the difference between ACE and this? I mean, what's the distinguished difference?
You'll have findings, though, with those reports. What is your definition?
Not findings, and not in the traditional audit sense. We'll have reports that look at our departments, find out where there's ways for them to increase their efficiency or improve the delivery of services.
Just executive umbrella or all of the county?
Executive umbrella.
Okay.
Why wouldn't...
Oh, I got a quick question, Dave. So I noticed, looking at your budget, I only see salary, there's no part-timers,
right.
Professional services, and FICA. I mean, for an innovation team that's going to be out there finding efficiency and creating transparency, it's not a very good start to the budget. I just was confused to not even see office supplies or maintenance or travel and conference.
So travel and conference, we will find opportunities, as we also already have, to get the training and the conferences that we need that are free. So local government innovation conference that the Department of State puts on is free. New York State Association of Counties, Association of Towns.
Correct me if I'm wrong, ACE did spend money on travel and conferences.
But it was through my budget in finance.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't in their
exactly.
division.
It doesn't matter. It could still be in his budget.
But
look, in DSS, so you have child care, temporary assistance, domestic violence, which still, in their budget, will still have a line for office supplies, maintenance, and travel.
So how can we, in theory,
you're going to find savings. How do we even know what your department's costing the county? We don't even know that. It was disappointing to not see that limited... Salary, professional service, and FICA, not even to see those.
So yeah, if I can just clarify, I think as Bert was outlining, there are functions related to New World that had previously been a part of ACE, and those are now captured by a position that is moved into the finance division of the finance department. And so administering New World and training on New World and the conferences that go along with that moved with that position into the division of finance. So that's not a function of the innovation team.
Yeah.
So that's why that's not budgeted there.
And you're telling me you're just not going to spend a penny on it. But certainly you'll have office supplies and maintenance. Those are two more
supplies. The office supplies would be under finance. And that's why
My point is child care, temporary assistance, domestic violence is in under DSS admin.
Because they claim for each one of those.
Exactly.
In each division.
But it's a very similar structure. Why couldn't you have it in your budget? I think the taxpayer should understand what this ACE by another name or the innovation department is actually costing the county. But we're not even going to have, and you'll put health insurance and retirement. You could put it in the budget, just like you could, I think, DSS in their, whether you want to call them units or sub-departments, should probably have health insurance and retirement in there, but they don't there. But at the very least, they have some other lines to give us a better, to better interpret how much that department or sub-department or unit is costing the taxpayer.
I do think it's a fair question. If you look at budgets, three-person department, it shows all the expenses that it takes to run a department. And so if we're talking about innovation, we're talking about understanding the value add,
sure.
It would be helpful to be able to have that.
So you're saying things like paper and pens and the office supplies that you think are needed for a three-person team, you want to see.
How about health insurance
and
retirement?
Well, it's
broken
out in budgets, so tell me why it's different.
I'm talking to the innovation
expert. Health insurance is a bigger
question. Well, health insurance and retirement is just allocated by department.
By department.
It's not by division.
That's the way it could.
And I
asked a question because
it's all under one. It's under your
It could. I mean,
it'd be innovative.
Well, no. Because if you're going to be accurate, you wouldn't allocate it to begin with. You would just have one line, and here's your health insurance. Because all it is an allocation. It's not based. It's just based on the salaries in there. There's no actual.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Tax dollars that I think would be lovely
division.
To be able to
this
understand
is a three-person
which
division.
Department it's coming from.
A three-person, and now, so this is less money than what ACE was.
That's right.
Total numbers.
$112,000.
And
because it's one less
what
position.
What makes it...
More or less.
In other words, so the difference is ACE did certain training. You're not going to be doing that type of training.
ACE did certain functions largely related to New World, as Bert was outlining, that have been shifted into the finance division.
So otherwise, it's basically ACE by another name.
I mean, I wouldn't characterize it quite like that. There, if you look back at the descriptions of ACE, it's supposed to, it was initially designed to do project-based work with our departments to help improve accountability, compliance, and efficiency. And there's some of that that looks the same as we go through the innovation team. We'll be working with departments on a project basis.
No, they said they were going to do audits as well.
No, they did not.
Okay.
Okay. 2013 budget.
The three people who are doing it, were they in ACE?
Yes.
No. Yeah. One of them is. Then there's me, and obviously I wasn't in ACE before. And then there's one additional position that we'll be hiring for.
And they're civil service.
Is that the deputy?
One of them, at least, is civil service. It's formerly an accountant position that we'll reclassify. And then the others are a deputy and director position.
All right. Now, if... then why wouldn't we consider, instead of doing this, consider enhancing the controller's office and having it done through the controller? This way it's independent.
It's a different function. The comptroller is designed to do audits. This is a performance improvement program for our county departments. This would, for instance, take the result of an audit. If there was an audit and there were findings in that audit, this would be assistance to our departments to implement additional controls or procedures to try to improve their program.
Wouldn't an audit do that? I mean, if you're doing it all...
They wouldn't be responsible for assisting the department in implementing the results of that audit. They would find their findings, and they would share that with the department. We're there to help improve the performance of the department. This is an internal function.
If you had the controller's office actually doing more of this, you would have to do less.
But I think it's important to note that having a function within the executive's office that can support its departments, its 25 departments, in performing their functions and measuring their impact and the outcomes of those departments' work, and sharing that data both as a managerial tool for the executive's office and as a public transparency tool, is the idea here. And that's not the same charter and purpose as the comptroller.
If I could, there's one small piece of what the innovation team is going to do, is it's going to work with the departments to create with them key performance indicators so that we can agree with the department heads on what should be evaluated and what we should look at to evaluate the work they're doing, and then go back and evaluate. Having that buy-in, that's not something that you're gonna have with an independent other elected official who's coming in working side by side with the department head. They're not gonna agree on these key performance indicators. This is helping the departments understand what is really being able to tell their story to the taxpayers on what they're accomplishing.
So where is compliance being done now?
Compliance.
We have a compliance officer that will continue to do that function. Right now, that is the deputy position, I think. Is that
no?
Well, no,
it's an outside firm.
No.
Well, no.
We have corporate compliance is been moved to the insurance department. You'll see that position being moved.
Okay.
There's a risk officer.
Correct.
Who does risk and compliance.
That corporate compliance program is in that department. I think it's 1910.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that used to sit in ACE.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, if I could just summarize and kind of make sure that it's clear that this team is tasked with the work that I think has been a subject of concern and a request that I know that some of you at least have had these conversations with Pat about making sure that we have departments that are implementing programs that are driven by data, making decisions based on data, and sharing that data with the public. That's a function that belongs in the executive suite of departments and in the executive's kind of bailiwick, separate from the function of the comptroller, and that's what this three-person team, in addition to special projects like the shared services project, will be working on.
So are you upstairs with economic development then?
Right now, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm upstairs here. Okay. One of the projects that we're working on, one of the departments that we're starting on, is the economic development proposed new department to identify what the outcomes of that department will be and how we'll measure those key performance indicators.
So now we have, you're going to go into economic development. Explain to me, because I have a lot of issues with our approach to economic development. I'd love to hear your approach to teaching economic development, how to do economic development.
So I didn't say I was teaching how to do it. We're helping a process involving a lot of people, including our new department leadership and members from the community, to create a vision forward for economic development.
Who are some of those members from the community?
I can list them, but they're also in the release that was issued 3 weeks ago. describing is working.
Ward Todd in that bunch? Was that the... Was that
Ward
the,
is not a part of that.
No.
What's the
2040. Ulster 2040.
That's another group of...
It's like 20 people? Is it
13. 13
group okay. of the Kenny Executive.
And that's
they're
a little
outside.
Different than
they're
this
outside.
Group you put together.
Yeah.
They're, but
the, no, that's not the innovation team.
No,
but
no,
it's
no,
the
no I know. Well, the
that's
innovation
the
team is three people.
About.
That's the group that I'm talking about. That's working with Lisa Berger, our new director of economic development, and I'm assisting, facilitating that working group as we come up with.
And so,
key
what
performance
would your team? What is your,
who is
what's
on
your
that working group? Do you have that?
We'll get. We'll get an. It, yes, it, it. There was an a press release that went out.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So what is what? So give me a rundown of what your approach is going to be when you go into economic development to better understand what your three-member team would do.
So I'm happy to outline this for you. Is this something that you guys have the time for me to walk you through the process that
give
we're
us
doing?
A quick
sure.
Bullet.
So we approach this as a strategic planning process. So the first idea is to identify the current situation. What are our challenges and our strengths and our weaknesses and what's out there as an opportunity or a threat? We're doing that with that working group, the 13-member working group, so that they can share their perspectives. And then based on that, we'll be working with them to start to identify short, medium, and long-term goals, and then craft measurable metrics for those goals that we can track, and that'll provide input to Lisa as she prioritizes
Wouldn't
her
work.
Wouldn't
that be more or less Lisa's approach to taking over economic development, everything you just said?
That's why I'm working with Lisa.
So
yeah.
You're going to help her be a department. I mean, it sounds like something a department head would do.
I think that's, you're maybe twisting the purpose, but I think let's just be clear. That's the assistance that this team will provide to all of our department heads, is to, in addition to their day-to-day routine and their jobs that they're required to do, to help them go through a process that's been requested by members of the legislature to put together measurable indicators of their impact. And so...
But that's exactly what I expect Lisa to be doing right now. So you just kind of, for a moment in time, you're going to add three staff to economic development? I mean,
it's Tim facilitating this group. So I would say that it's not the role of the department head to be a facilitator in an advisory group. Tim's role in this is facilitating the advisory group, which is Ulster 2040. He's working with the group. He's going through the agendas. He's doing things behind the scenes that Lisa doesn't, frankly, have time as she's building up a new department to go through. But this working group will help guide Lisa on economic development in the future.
Well, I mean, some of the identifying threats, goals. I mean, I heard a lot of kind of generic bullet points that sound good, but it's exactly what I think Lisa Berger would be doing right now.
But I think,
and she doesn't have time.
No, but I think you're missing the point where I'm saying she is working on this, and I am facilitating that process. So this is a team effort
working
going through
it,
a strategic
process.
Plan.
I just haven't heard.
Often
a lot
involves
of
a consultant. I mean, the other option would be for our departments to hire consultants to help them with this process, and I think that would be a lot more expensive than the process that we're proposing in this year's budget, which is to have a three-person team that can rotate through.
I know some people in the private sector for $100,000 a year that wouldn't need consulting. In order to run an economic
if I could, let me just throw something out for consideration. Having been on the transition team and seeing supposed KPIs from the department, it's a whole different way of thinking in this world about how do you measure your performance, not just your output, how many widgets did you do, but what's the impact and the quality of what you're doing. It's a different ball game, and I get that, and that's, I think, the role of this department will play across the organization, trying to get people to shift thinking from transactions to performance measures and how do you measure that. But I do
performance measures of
the department,
economic development.
Well, of
think,
any department.
Think about that.
It could be any department, Joe. And
there's certain departments.
Well,
that
good.
Can
we'll have it. We'll
good,
disagree. We'll agree to disagree. But I go back to what I think is an important component here, and is how measuring your department's effectiveness should be inclusive of all the costs that it takes to run a department. And so I look at a budget department, which is a three-person department, and we have broken down retirement, FICA, health insurance, travel, conference expenses, supplies. I think it's a good point.
Sure.
So I would ask you all to consider how that would look, so that we, just like you're doing KPIs, you should have KPIs for your group,
absolutely.
And we should be able to assess. Are you are you giving? Is there a bang for the buck
sure.
there?
Yeah.
So,
if I could just point out, though, just for the record, that the budget department is a separate department that Bert is also the department head of, and the innovation division is a division, just like real property is a division, just like
real property
right.
is a department.
So
again, sorry.
The real property.
Like, yes, sorry.
Compared to the assigned council.
But
this is a division.
Just like the
finance.
Assigned council.
But the argument technically is
the same.
Is the idea that you're.
But don't we call you a department? We call them a department head.
Division.
How much is costing to create
okay.
efficiencies that you're claiming that you're going
so
to
the innovation.
I said to
I'm
your,
looking for
as
the
she was pointing out, we don't. It's not very transparent at what your
where's there
your
and the answer I'm hearing is
cost.
We don't really have to because we can just dump it into the big finance budget.
That's not the point. The point is, in other words, I think that you made your point, but now you're squashing it. But the thing is that I think you know it should show up in the budget, but it's actually costing us not. That we shouldn't have to look three or four places to find her.
I don't disagree, but I'll just point out that this is a structure that's consistent across the entire budget, mm-hmm. that those things are allocated out at the department level, not at the division level.
Well,
but
just as you were talking about innovating, let's innovate on the way we look at your department as well. So that's the only thing
and
I would say.
I mean, when you come to, with regards to health insurance and retirement, that's across the budget, but it is not across the budget not to attract
it's
some of these other smaller expenses.
But it's standard across the budget, just in one line in the department.
No, after you
not DSS.
There's only one line for health insurance, retirement, DSS.
Oh, that's what I said. I said that is standard.
But the supply
but some
thing.
Of these,
I get you.
Some of these other travel costs, maintenance, all supplies.
Next.
All right.
Let me ask you that question.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to be going, once you deal with
Hope
Share.
They're winning back.
Good.
Are we going to get a report saying what took place or what happened?
There will be a final report of the Ulster 2040 working group, which is the process that I'm helping Lisa to facilitate.
And that's for the economic development.
That's for economic development.
So that's going to be...
Now, is that Ward Todd's group?
No, this is back to the original.
So that goes, is that, you know, dealing with the old... are you grabbing that information?
Yes, I mean it's an evolution of that same planning
mindset?
Process. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So because I really would like to see who's on that because I mean, I know when we put together Ulster Tomorrow, it was a really concerned effort to bring in environmentalists, to bring in other words, basically anywhere from industrialists to environmentalists.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that everybody was at that table.
Yeah, there was a couple
because
of
I don't
of course
have
the problem that. Happened was, you know, the the economy immediately after that.
Yep.
So basically all these things that we were talking about at one point trying to attract, of course, weren't able to attract any of that because
is this group meeting, how often does this group
monthly
meet?
For about 9 months.
Are they open meetings?
They're open meetings.
Oh, can we get can you just give us the date of the meeting?
I will. The
that
next one
great.
Hasn't been set, but we'll make
okay.
sure that you're aware.
That would
of them.
Be great.
Yeah, I would like to know.
And
you could send it to Natalie. She'll make sure everybody gets a copy of the schedule. Do you have them booked for the year?
We don't yet. That's
okay.
what we're working on.
You're
is
working
a consistent
on. Okay.
Schedule.
So I'll just name off from the press release.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. I saw it on a press release.
Okay.
So, all
right, you can go
yeah.
through.
So, I didn't want to leave anybody off. So, with the list in front of me, Cheryl Bowers.
Can you print that?
Sure.
I can't print it from my phone.
Not from right here.
It's right off.
It's
the
on
press
the website.
On the
it's on the website.
Cheryl Bowers from Roundout Savings, Ashima Butler from Ellenville Regional Hospital, Scott Dutton, Dutton Architecture, Matt Igo, Food Production, Hudson Valley, Creekstone Farms, Hudson Valley Foie Gras, Kale Kapashillen from Moon Farmer, Arif Khan, Hoot Owl Restaurant down in Shongum, Nell's Leader, Bread Alone, Chris Marks from SUNY Ulster, Stacy Ryan from United Way, Arnaldo Severett from Mid-Hudson SBDC, Greer Smith from TransArt, and Evelyn Wright, who's a consultant and economist.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, why isn't this a completely separate department? Why? Because that was my only question. Why is it tucked into the Department of Finance instead of being, because I thought, you know, innovation was more closely related to economic development. I was surprised there is a new Department of Economic Development. I thought it was going to be the innovation.
Bart wears quite a few hats already.
Well, this is a division that, all of this relates to the financial performance of the organization. So this is about reducing cost and increasing revenue through a means other than property taxes to try to make sure that we can continue to do more with less. So that's why it lives in finance.
All right.
Looking back at what grade would you give ACE over the past several years? Do you think they were successful? Can you quote any savings? You've been in the county working here, and Bert
over. I'm not sure it's relevant to this discussion.
Except that the deputy executive just agreed that it was more or less ACE by a different name. They're not going to handle New World, but the rest of the approaches are going to be very similar. I mean, that's what Mark just agreed.
I don't know if that's exactly what I said.
But it's similar. It's the same. You're going to be working out of the same office, and after a lot of the same savings, I'm just asking.
He's not working out of the same office as ACE.
Well, you are going to be up here.
I am for now, yeah.
For now.
You're not going back with the other...
the entire building is going to become crime victims.
Victims is going to take a
while. We're expanding.
But you can't give me an opinion on how you thought ACE had worked so far, and if they had found any savings.
What kind of question?
Yeah, I mean that feels like a loaded question.
Right. Are you still beating your wife?
Well, if I was beating my wife, I think it'd be a very fair question.
Please, come on,
look,
you guys.
We've had ACE for years. The reason we're doing this is because ACE was here, right? I mean, more or less, that's how we start. We said, look, we're taking ACE and we're going to change it up a little bit. I'm asking you that's taking over and kind of changing this department, which is still going to answer to Bert.
Right.
In the same way, we start out by saying we change the name from ACE to Innovation, but a lot of it is going to be structurally the same, including answering to Bert, being in finance, a lot of the things you're going to be trying to find efficiencies, which is what ACE was doing. I'm asking you to give me your opinion on how ACE did.
I'm not in a position to judge whether or not ACE was successful. I think that there isn't, in my mind, a clear indicator of what their goal was for me to measure that against, and that's what we're trying to actually do differently with this team than with the way that ACE had been working over the past few years.
Because I'll say that if the county executive believed that ACE was functioning properly and as constituted by the prior county executive, he may have changed the leadership, but he would have left the division intact as was stated.
Mark, that's a very fair answer. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Do you happen to have an updated job description as to what you're doing now?
I don't have an updated job description yet.
I think you're working with personnel on it.
Yeah, I have been starting to put that together with
the Would you mind sharing it with us? That would be great. Thank you. And
we
you're going
to
be
executive?
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Yeah, just one more question. You're going to be hiring right now. You have one other person in the unit.
Yep.
Who is the accountant?
Nope, the accountant is the vacant position, and we'll be filling that as we reclass it. I'm also working with personnel on a new job description for that position.
So you're going to reclass it in what capacity?
I think the title we're looking at is evaluation analyst.
Okay, is that a CSEA?
That's a civil
service
position.
No, same grade, same salary. It'll still be competitive.
Okay.
And the only other person currently in that division is the deputy, and that deputy will be moving into the risk officer role.
Say that again, please.
Who currently is the compliance officer,
got it,
will move into the risk officer role in insurance.
Okay.
And is the deputy position still open too?
That will be open when that shift happens, but
it's not
open yet.
It can't happen until 2020. My only caution, because I've heard lots of different things, ideas of, taking money from this division and shifting it to the comptrollers. We've already compressed the budget on this division and turned it into a three-person division. We're not trying to be overly expansive in the roles of this division. I think we've right-sized it to where it is, and maybe you're right. Maybe we didn't show as far as supplies and some other things that we should have here, although it's done department level otherwise. I would just caution on, removing a bunch of these funds and shifting them over.
Are we doing the executive?
Yes.
Okay.
Once we're finished, after everyone's questions. Mm-hmm. Any questions down there?
I will say that I think the sheriff's department could use, you know, especially losing.
Yeah.
The, I mean, they could use a look and some help in this way, but you're not going to be going in to, you're just going to be taking a look at
at the request of another department.
If they requested coming in, he's not going to do another elected
doesn't
office.
Have any jurisdiction, but I'm saying right now I think the sheriff's department could.
If the sheriff requested the assistance, then
in this regard,
they would provide that assistance.
For sure.
Great.
You want me to?
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate
yeah,
your time.
My pleasure.
You want me to go through the couple changes in the office? However you want to do it.
There's not much change, right?
Well, there's a couple of questions I have. There's an open county position, correct?
Yes, there is a deputy county executive position.
How do you decide which deputy gets the parking spot?
Which one?
The one next to the executive. There's only one, right? But yet we have a couple of deputies.
Yeah, no, I park in the big lot. I don't have nobody has a reserved
it's not for
spot.
This. Well, there was one there. Adele always had it. I was just wondering.
That was chief
right
of
now
staff.
It's the county, there's a county executive.
But the chief of staff
car.
Is technically one of the three deputies, right?
There
well,
is no chief of staff. So,
if you could, I'm just trying to, and I think we all are, there's been a lot of changes over
yep.
there. We see a lot of people over there. Some of which are reflected in an org chart, some which are not reflected as part of this department, that, and yet I'm not sure why they're over here. And we're really just trying to understand directionally what's the vision for the exec office, we know what you and John do, but what's this third position, and then who are some of these other folks that are sitting here but are basically in other departments. So
sure.
if they're doing work here, we're hoping that we can put people where they're doing the job, not...
Well, I will say, so just because someone is seated in a certain area doesn't mean they're not working for the area where they're actually slated in the budget. We do have a digital media specialist that
sits
here
in IS's budget, but
is in
here.
IS's budget, but
right.
they work with every county department in doing exactly that, putting together communications and external looking communication.
And who manages
with all
that
of
person?
The different departments. That person's managed by IS. They're given tasks by folks in the county executive department, but.
So who assesses that they're doing their job, though? If they're sitting here, they're not sitting at IS, and they're reporting to all these people. I'm an OD person, so I'm going to ask those questions, because if they're sitting here, organizationally, you should sit people where they're going to be managed, so to ensure that they're getting their job done, versus kind of putting them in other budgets. So that's really...
It's fair. This is like year four that it's been done like this.
Well,
I don't
care what it's been done. I'm asking the question now. So.
I hear you. But it's always been in IS, and that person works with each of the different departments. So that's why, because...
But there are places that have IS members, and almost every... I mean, there's organizations that'll have an IS person in every building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's
you that those departments
are the ones
that are giving feedback about whether they're getting their jobs
this
done.
Is a conversation
all I'm asking
that happens
is
in every county and every level of government, is you have an executive branch that often... And that's there's a back and forth there, because you have these people that are predominantly maybe working for the executive but are being charged to other budgets, so the executive budget looks smaller. What we're saying is legislators who fund, appropriate, and oversee the budget perhaps we should have an accurate budget with charging to the department what person actually works there. You could say the same thing about the confidential secretary. Mm. Maybe the executive, we're not saying we should remove it, maybe we should just charge the positions that are working in the executive suite, predominantly for the executive and his people, should be charged to their budget. That's all we're saying, and I think it's up to us whether we want to do it.
I disagree with that.
The last part of maybe doing it.
No, I disagree with that description. If you saw what the confidential secretary for the budget department did on a daily basis, it's mainly doing work. You're talking about payroll, paying invoices. It's budget work. They are seated up here again.
Bird interviewed and did every aspect of that hiring? Or did the exec interview? The fact that you're wondering.
Well, I'm trying to think about deputy budget. Like, no, I mean, I had done some interviews. Bert also interviewed. Bert made the hiring.
Technically, just as Dennis Doyle made the Lisa Berger hire right now, but I'm pretty sure it was Pat's decision and Pat's hiring, more or less. But
right.
Well, he still is the most senior person, so, and these are important positions. So
any department head and most deputies and other management often get interviewed by both the department head and the county executive, or myself.
That's fine. I don't. Yeah.
And I get that this may have been done in the past. I find it very difficult to know who does what, who's on first. We can't get org charts. I'm looking for transparency, and that is one of the things that our new exec has talked about specifically. So when I'm looking at transparency, this isn't transparency if I've got to kind of cobble it together to figure who's on first. So in all fairness, we have a new day. Regardless of what transpired in the past, I'm hoping for transparency.
But I will also say that, especially when you look at IS or potentially the finance budget, there are going to be people there that are in those budgets that are seated in other places. The people who work at DSS has lots of IS needs. That person is in the IS budget, but they are seated at DSS and they work and take the tasks from DSS leadership. You have somebody over at the sheriff that's in the IS budget. You have somebody sitting over in health. I mean, so having somebody from IS seated at another location is not something that's unusual.
But Mark, there's seven people, six right now, in the executive suite. So what you're talking about DSS. How many people work at DSS? What is it, 300? I mean,
six IS members.
What's that? No, but DSS.
Right.
But the idea that DSS would have an IS person, and we could have that conversation whether we want to keep them home there because they're going to be doing so much work there that is strictly for the Department of Social Services.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that you got to remember is the executive suite is very political. So that's the other concern, is you have an IS person being charged to IS in the DSS. We know what they're working on. They're working on the computer systems over there for hundreds of people. In the executive suite, I wonder what they're working on with only five, six, seven people. Sometimes there's only three or four people up there, and you have a full-time IS person that you just said was taking a lot of orders from you guys. I do think it's fair to wonder whether we should charge that to your department and they should just be your IS person. It's a fair conversation.
It'd be great to have that. That's why we're having this conversation. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who else is up there in the executive suite not charged to your budget?
Tim, so Director of Innovation.
Yeah.
Lisa Berger. And
Jasmine.
Lisa will be moving.
That's
though,
Jasmine.
Right?
Economic Brittany. What about Brittany?
She's a finance. She's a fiscal really? Analyst. Again, I think Bert just told you that there's very limited space in the fiscal office, so that's where she's seated, is up here.
Okay, again, so she's not doing any additional work that is executive
she
admin
helps
related.
With budget and other. She does financial analysis.
Not working on the campaign, is she?
No, nobody's working on it.
Well, Suzanne Holt was quite involved with the campaign. She was all over the expenditure list, so that's an issue for me when she's getting paid by the county for.
There's nobody getting paid on
a
campaign.
She was being paid whatever her salary was by the county, but then she was working quite a bit up to the point where I think she had spent tens of thousands of dollars of her own money and then reimbursed. That's a lot of work on a campaign.
I can't speak to that.
Okay. As a legislator, that concerns me when you have somebody getting paid, what, $80,000,
$100,000,
working in the executive suite, working on their campaign, but they're supposed to be working on economic development for the county. It's not a great, doesn't look great.
Right.
Just a $12,000 increase to the salary line in 19, and now it's $21,000 or so in 20. What is that about? What's the increase there?
So going from the 2019 adopted, there was one assistant deputy county executive at 68,000 and another at 87. And so the 2020 budget just shows them flat, 88.
So can I ask about this specifically?
Sure.
Because I recall, and I checked with legislators who were here at the time, that the deputy, assistant deputy county exec, there was an anomaly that occurred with the person that was being put in the job, which commanded a higher salary than the 68. And now it's become the norm. So my question is, how do you guys figure out what the, you know, you automatically raise everybody up just because the person who had more experience, who had a law degree, who was in that role, and then left, everybody else got brought up to the same salary? No, the woman who was in the job, who
without
left, was at the 68. So it does raise some flags, and I'm curious as to...
Without a salary study, and no increase in health insurance because...
And then
no
somebody's hired in at the higher rate, and then it gets just put in the budget.
I would say the two roles were very different. One was working on resolutions, and one was working on basically letters of support and certificates of appreciation, various different administrative roles that neither of the assistant deputies currently do. One, you know, works with John on the communication side and policy and not, you know, working, interfacing with the legislators and other electeds when I say policy. So working with you all. And
who's that?
Let's not go into names, okay?
Oh, no, yeah. I just wanted, because I didn't know who was working with me. I'm messing with policy a lot, and I haven't had anyone from the executive's office working with me on it. But
working
it
with John.
Okay. Yeah,
and directly working with him. The other animal.
But one of his main jobs is working with legislators.
Working on the communications and policy side of the office.
Okay.
So that could be reviewing... And writing policy.
It could be the
papers.
Opposite of working with us on policy.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and the other is working in the operations side. So we feel like the roles are very similar as far as workload, and so it makes sense to have the salaries matched. That's the only increase, right there. And so you don't...
Well, and I don't know how you determine the increase. So I'm just, that's my going back to that question. How did you determine an increase out of cycle? Because the person came in at the right salary, and then there was an increase given after they were on board.
We can make the argument that maybe we should just bring them both down to the original salary now that there's a lawyer that had left that had justified the one raise.
So... Tim moved into Mark Longto's role for a while, and it was left at that salary, and I believe that it merited that salary, as I believe that the two assistant deputies merit the salary that it's at now. The one helps oversee department heads. They both help oversee department heads in different various functions, and so I don't think the 68 is a salary that makes sense anymore. We've totally changed the structure. You know, they were more assistants back when it was the 68, and
now it's, what did it go up to?
88,000.
Can you give me an example of somebody in the private sector that'd be making 88,000 doing what you just described they're doing?
There's probably, you know,
in Ulster County. Because the idea
you're not
supposed to make more in government than you would in the private sector.
You look at some of the administration in not only the private sector, but nonprofit agencies and the hospitals and other areas high up in administration where they're third or fourth from the top, I think you'd find plenty of people making $88,000 in large organizations.
I would have a hard time believing that to be true.
Well, I guess we're going to find out with the salary survey, correct?
It'll be too late, though. We're
not
just going to have to make
depends,
that. We're
depends
have to make
on
that.
What we, how we approach the Newman amendments.
I also have the same concern
two
that you
assistants.
Have.
I'm sorry?
I know. Deputies.
The same concern that you
assistant
have is that, I mean, you take a position, it goes from 68 to 88, and I don't see any change in...
well,
and what their charge was.
Yeah.
And
you'd have people lining up for that job at 68.
But the other ones that left, as you pointed out, in other words, you're talking about somebody that was given a $20,000 increase from the other because of the degrees that they held, and therefore they were able to take on more.
If it was a no-brainer.
They basically had more charge to do. And as a result, I don't see how these people have more charge to do that's worth the $21,000 a year. So, I mean, I'm looking at the position, maybe they should both be put back to the word
spot. Can we get job descriptions for these two, please?
Sure. So the only other big change is in the contractual pays, and it went from 18.5 to 4,250, and that's just the longevity payment.
I'm sorry, that's the what?
Longevity payments.
Oh. Uncontractual pays? Okay. Oh, it went down because people with longevity are no longer here.
Yeah.
That were getting the lower salaries, right? Did I get that right?
No. Like,
the other way around.
You had like Bob Sudlow, who had been here for 40
years,
when he left in 2018.
I thought these were targeted for those two jobs.
No. This is everybody. From
everybody, got it.
Adele, Ken Connell, Mark Longtoe.
Okay.
And you start getting longevity.
She wasn't that long.
Yeah. Well, she was in economic.
Oh, you're just talking about the executive,
right?
And can we talk about the contractual expenses, for example? Is there anything specific that this is earmarked for?
The miscellaneous contractual expense?
Yeah.
I can double check with Bert. I'm not 100% sure what that is.
Investigation.
And what, do we have a runway on that?
No. That would be interesting.
Oh, there's memberships, periodicals, printing.
Oh, okay, memberships, periodicals.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, got it. And what's the run rate to date?
What is that, membership?
Memberships, periodicals, and printing services.
It went up 1,000.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Conference expenses went down.
Yep. All right, any other questions? Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
So much fun. Might as well finish it up.
Now we're going to go into resolutions. Resolution number 424, authorizing purchase of buses for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum. Thank you.
Here we go.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 429, authorizing the issuance of an additional.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. For the countywide radio system, let's at least be clear on what we're approving or not. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 434, authorizing safety roof improvements for Kingston Center at SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 436, authorizing improvements to the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. Okay.
Competition.
Second. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. All right, any new or old business anybody wants to bring up? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Are we just sticking to the schedule? Nothing's changed?
Nothing at this juncture.
I didn't check.
Yeah. Okay, anybody? I'll take a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Thank you, everyone.
5:39.